Chapter 1 RJ was setting up his newest video game in the living room. He knew that Joey would be home from school in a few minutes, and he couldn't wait to show it to him. RJ looked out for Joey in the afternoons, since his mother worked until dinner. Although at first RJ had seen Joey as just a kid to babysit, he soon became good friends with him. He always had some clever ideas, and he was helpful when RJ had a mystery to solve. RJ adjusted the black and white checked detective's hat that he had chosen to wear. He had a large collection of them, and he always wore a different one, depending on how he felt that day. RJ was feeling determined. Determined to beat the new video game in one afternoon. He and Joey had been coming up with strategies for about a week in an attempt to beat the game. But the game had just been delivered that day, so neither of them had actually played it. RJ was very interested in it because it dealt with knights and dragons, which were some of his favorite subjects, aside from detective work. When he heard a knock on the door of his apartment, he knew that Joey had arrived. RJ hurried to open the door for Joey, and then ran right back to the video game to connect the last wires to the television. He heard the door close behind him, and Joey's footsteps through the front hall, which was tile. But before he could actually see Joey, he smelled him. RJ's eyes widened at the scent. It was a horrible smell. It was a disgusting smell. It was... Oh, I think I stepped in something, Joey muttered as he lifted up his shoe and looked at the bottom of it. Gross. RJ scowled as he saw the caked dog poop on the bottom of Joey's shoe. Of course, he had walked on it for some time, causing the dog poop to get wedged into the crevices and cracks of the sole of his shoe.
Get that shoe out of here,
RJ demanded, and pinched his nose closed to block out the smell.
Okay, okay,
Joey sighed and started to walk back toward the door.
No, RJ gasped. Don't walk on the floor. You're tracking it all over,
he complained.
Sorry.
Joey sighed and began hopping on one foot toward the door. As he did, he knocked off little globs of the dog poop onto the floor.
No, RJ cried out again. Just take it off before you get even more poop everywhere.
Joey sighed and unlaced his shoe. He took the shoe off and looked up at RJ with a frown.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not like you meant to step in dog poop, RJ pointed out. It's just, we can't let it get everywhere.
Then suddenly his mouth dropped open.
Oh no, you didn't ride up in the elevator, did you?
He asked. RJ and Joey lived in a tall apartment building that RJ's parents managed.
Sure I did.
Joey shrugged a little. Then he winced.
Oh no, that's not good,
he realized. RJ hurried into the kitchen and grabbed a plastic grocery bag. He handed it to Joey with his nose still pinched. When he spoke, his pinched nose made his voice sound very funny.
Just put it in there,
RJ insisted. Then he ran back to the kitchen for a roll of paper towels. He sighed as he cleaned up the smudges and clumps that Joey had left on the floor.
Let's get this downstairs and clean it off,
RJ said with a shake of his head.
I don't want to clean it in here. Okay.
Joey nodded and held the bag out in front of him as far as he could stretch it.